McAllen Public Library honors winners of First Art Pathways Contest. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. The McAllen Public Library celebrated the winners of its inaugural 2026 Art Pathways Contest, a program designed to encourage reading and artistic expression among children and teens. The contest invited participants to check out and read a library book, then create a painting of their favorite scene while incorporating Marty the Library Cat, the library's mascot. According to library director Kate Horan, the library distributed 500 art kits containing canvases, paint, and paintbrushes. Approximately 250 completed entries were submitted and judged. Participants represented the Main Library, Lark Branch Library, and Palmview Branch Library, with winners selected in three age categories at each location. So tonight was a wonderful celebration of all the winners of our Art Pathways, contest, art contest, Horan said. She explained that the project encouraged children to read a book and then paint their favorite scene in the book, while including Marty the Library Cat in the artwork. Horan said the contest ran for approximately 6 weeks from its launch until winners were notified. She noted that one of the primary goals was to bring young people into the library and encourage lifelong reading habits. The main idea also was to get children to come into the library, our youth, Horan said. We want them to develop a lifelong habit of reading for pleasure. The awards ceremony marked the conclusion of the contest and brought together participants, parents, and grandparents to celebrate reading and art. Horan described the judging process as challenging because of the quality of the submissions. These kids are so talented, she said. McAllen City Commissioner Rolando Rios said city officials supported the contest from its launch and promoted participation throughout the community. We wanted to involve as many people and many youth to come in and read books, check out a book, and then bring it to life by creating a painting with Marty, the cat in it, Rios said. Rios described the program as a success and said judges faced a difficult task selecting winners. It was a very difficult job to pick the top three in each grade level, he said. He added that the contest helped bring together families and members of the community. Rios noted that the Art Pathways contest was the first of its kind for the library and city. This was our very first ever Pathways contest and there's many to come, so get ready for next year, he said. Dr. Joseph Ryan, an orthodontist and president of the McAllen Public Library Advisory Board, said his involvement with the library began through his lifelong appreciation for its programs and resources. Ryan said he frequently attends library events with his children and has served as advisory board president since his second year on the board. Daniel Clark of Clark Chevrolet and Clark Knapp Honda, sponsors of the event, said he was impressed by the participants' work. To actually see all the hard work from so many kids, from so many different age groups, and see how happy and proud they were, Clark said, describing the experience as truly beautiful. The contest was open to young artists with a McAllen Library card and encouraged original artwork reflecting creativity, innovation, and community spirit. According to the library, winning entries featuring Marty the Library Cat are displayed at their respective library locations. The program was created to combine reading and visual arts while promoting creativity, critical thinking, self-expression, and lifelong learning. In a statement released by the city, Mayor Javier Villalobos said, "Today we celebrate more than just artistic talent, we celebrate imagination, creativity, and the limitless potential of our young people." City Manager Isaac Tawil said, "Projects like the Art Pathways Contest demonstrate how public spaces can become platforms for creativity and community engagement." Kate Horan said the contest will now become an annual event. "This is our very first year doing this, so we're looking forward to doing this annually now," she said. The 2026 Art Pathways Contest winners were recognized across three age divisions at the Main Library, Palmview Branch, and Lark Branch. The winners were honored for originality, artistic merit, creativity, and visual storytelling. MPL announces winners of the 2026 Art Pathways winners. Main Library, ages 5 to 8, 1st, Santiago Moya, 2nd, Marialana Vichik, 3rd, Anakin Herrera. Ages 9 to 13, 1st, Elias Vasquez, 2nd, Gemma Rodriguez, 3rd, Ava Trevino. Ages 14 to 18, 1st, Alessandra Carr, 2nd, Camila Bernal, Third, Valeria Cervantes. Palmview Branch. Ages 5 to 8. First, Sylvia Portillo. Second, Rael Orion Solis. Third, Joaquin Salinas. Ages 9 to 13. First, Santiago Galvin. Second, Elena Jaber. Third, Marjorie Esparza. Ages 14 to 18. First, Luisa Tijerina. Second, Lucia Fischetto. Third, Yegiel Hernandez. Lark Branch. Ages 5 to 8. First, Julian Gutierrez. Second, Emma Ramirez. Third, Talia Hunt. Ages 9 to 13. First, Michaela Laverick. Second, Selena Lazo. Third, Ramiro Garcia. Ages 14 to 18. First, Nina Bonifacio. Second, Emma Puente. Third, Olivia Salas. For more information about upcoming programs, contact the McAllen Public Library at 956-681-3000.